Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've talked about where the Jets go for a next head coach because of everything that happened this year. I mean, this job is toxic. It's radioactive. It's just nothing that anybody with a real resume would want to take. So, you know, who would take the job? And that's why I brought up John Gruden. But, you know, there's other candidates out there that have, you know, maybe been head coaches before and then been passed over, or there's some sort of issue like a Brian Flores, you know, that might look at the Jets and say, this is my way back. And someone that you had brought up in the last segment I wanted to talk a little bit more about was Steve Spagnuolo, who has not been a head coach in a very long time. He was with the Rams right before they moved to or back to L.A., and this guy's got 5 Super Bowl championships, 2 with the New York Giants, and obviously knows this city and how it works and all of that.
I think in terms of Steve Spagnuolo, much like Ben Johnson in Detroit, the offense coordinator, I would think because of their success, their enormous amount of success, especially in the case of Steve Spagnuolo, because his teams have won Super Bowls and their defense really the last 2 years has been the part of the team that has been better than overall than the offense. And that's saying a lot because that's Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and Matt Nagy over there on offense. Mm. And, you know, their offense is not scoring 34 points a game. You know what I mean? They're struggling and they have struggled and they're still trying to replace Tyreek Hill, and Isaiah Pacheco, I guess, is going to be back soon. So they'll get their full complement of offense back. But the defense in Kansas City has been unbelievable. They have been great. He has been a great coach. He's beloved by his players. You could talk to the Giant players that coached him here. He did have an opportunity as an interim coach here, and which never works out. And then also had an opportunity as the St. Louis Rams head coach when they were there, and that was just a mess. So I would say, yeah, he is going to get interviewed. I would like to think that he would be able to pick and choose where he would like to go. So if you ask me, and I'm looking at the landscape of potential openings now in the NFL as we get ready to get into the coaching silly season, which I feel like has already arrived. Because what is going on in the NFL in terms of firing Rob Saleh, firing the offensive coordinator up in Chicago right in the middle of the season, Dennis Allen getting fired down in New Orleans. Now, all of a sudden, you know, it is time to talk about next year's prospects for head coaches. And I would think that he would be on top of the list. I don't think that he would take one of these jobs. I don't want to speak to him just simply because the Jets and the Saints are a mess. It feels like, you know, why would you want to inherit any of that? Maybe if Aaron Rodgers were coming back next year, he would think that way. But to me, it would be like Chicago, Jacksonville, or Dallas would be the three places where an established defensive coach could go and have at least a quarterback that is there and they know who they're working with. That's I would think that they would be the three most appealing jobs if, in fact, you know, they all are open, and quite frankly, Bears, Cowboys, you know, those two teams would be awesome to coach.
Yeah, so you're taking the Jets out of that mix. If Steve Spagnuolo is looked at like that again, like he was years ago when he got his first job, and now people are thinking, hey, he deserves another shot. He's done such a great job with his Kansas City defense, and there's going to be multiple franchises that are interested in him, there's no way that the Jets will get a real shot at him. There's just no way there. We talked about yesterday when you were out of all the teams in the NFL, I think the Jets are in the second worst situation out of the 32 teams, and only the Browns are worse. If you really think about every going forward into the future, where you are now, I think only the Browns are in a worse situation than the New York Jets going forward. And there are two places that they're going to have a real tough time finding someone to go there. Like, everybody who has a brain goes to the Jets or Browns, and then it's like they get a lobotomy when they walk into the door.
Well, think about the Browns situation, which may be open, or, you know, who knows, maybe Kevin Stefanski would be looking for new coordinators, I don't know. But the problem with the Browns situation is that they're playing in a division that has Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh, and I like Zach Taylor as a coach. I really do. I think there's no way the Bengals should ever get rid of him. But Joe Burrow is there. So if you're going to the Browns, look at what you're stepping into in that division. I mean, you have two of the longest standing head coaches in the league that are a pain in the ass to play against every time they step on the field. Like, that would be like the last place I would want to go.
Well, I mean, what about
and that ownership is a disaster.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. But what about the Chicago Bears, though? They got three teams in that division that are better than they are.
Yeah, but I feel like I do believe that this kid can really be a good quarterback. I just think he's going through the growing pains that most quarterbacks go through. Some get a little bit faster than others. Like, to me, Dan Marino was ahead of the class by a mile when it comes to impact his rookie year. Some of the great quarterbacks that we've ever seen, John Elway, Troy Aikman, Peyton Manning, all struggled mightily. And if they played during the, you know, time with social media, they may not be playing for their teams, right? Or have played for their teams.
Yeah. It's a mess there in Chicago right now. And they, you know, they're 4-5. But we have two teams here that are worse than that. I mean, the Giants are two games worse than that.
I just think, again, like, you know, Caleb just needs to grow up and learn how to play NFL quarterback and what it takes. And I don't necessarily know that they have the right people around him to do that. I mean, it's always a relationship thing. It's a connection thing with coaches. He is just off. He's just not seeing things right now. And they won three in a row, and everybody thought, okay, he was going to be ready to take off. And then all of a sudden, they've lost three in a row. And, I mean, you can see
some of these throws are just, I mean, they're not even close.
But that's not who he is as a player.
No.
That's not who he is. He's a better player than that. And he's just going through it. He's going through the mental gymnastics of trying to figure this thing out. It's the hardest position in all of sports to play.
I mean, this is, you know, Chicago is where quarterbacks go to die. You know, I mean, it really is. The best player that they had at that position in recent memory was probably Jay Cutler. I mean, and that really didn't end very well.
Like, I got to remember, you know, so, you know, Bryce Young was a disaster last year. He actually put two decent games back to back and made some key throws to win those games late in the fourth quarter against both the Saints and the Giants. You know, but I don't know what you take out of that, but, you know, C.J. Stroud all of a sudden is struggling this year.
Yep.
I mean, it happens. The game is relentless, man, as Phil will tell us a little bit later on. You know, it is a game of failure. It really is. And how you handle that failure will determine how far you go.
Phil also tell us that he'd do it.
I wonder if he had pretzels and beer. What do you think?
I'd do it. Let's go out in Germany. That's right. I don't think so. I think he's all about the papayas and wild blueberries. Oh, my gosh. Josh in Smithtown. What's going on, Josh?
Hey, guys. First to Boomer. Last night with Mika, you know, it's just hard that these coaches, you always hear about accountability in all these sports. I don't know why it's so hard for Laviolette to just say to him, you know, you got to step it up, man. We're expecting more out of you. Same with Joe Shane and Daniel Jones. Just say, we expect him to take the next step, and he hasn't yet.
Yeah, I know. I mean, listen, if you talk about the Rangers, you know, it's still early. They got a good team. We're not even 20 games in. They're mixing up the lines. This is usually what they do early in the season to see if they can figure out something else. You know, all I can tell you is defensively, Igor is basically, it's a shooting gallery back there. And there's nobody standing in front of him. Nobody's really blocking any shots. Keandre Miller is struggling mightily. We can all see that. You know, they're trying to figure out different combinations. But I will say that that middle line, that third line, they've been great. They've been great. And, you know, hopefully that continues, and love to see the young guys grow. And if that continues, then they'll be a better team than they were last year. But they got to fight through some of the downtime that they're having right now. And some of these players have got to start playing better. That's all.
A just a correction, by the way. So Steve Spagnuolo, I said five-time Super Bowl champ. It's four-time. It was Perry Fuel, the 2011 Giants defensive coordinator. He was in, Spagnuolo was in St. Louis. Let's go to Scott in East Hanover. What's going on,
well,
Scott?
That's four more than I got. What do you got there, Scott?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, Scott. What's up?
Hey, Gio, congratulations on the Vikings so far. So good.
I didn't do anything, man. I didn't congratulate
you.
Me.
I know what you're I know your strategy, keeping quiet till the playoffs. Hey, I just want to make 2 points, one about the Jets and one about the Giants. A buddy of mine plays golf with an ex-Jet coach down in Miami. And when the job opened up, when Rob Saleh got fired, my friend texted him and said, hey, there's a job opening up in New York. He said he'd rather, he was so opposed to taking that job. The Jet organization is just, from the top down, is just, you know, no good, and nobody wants to go there. So I don't know how they're going to fix that.
I mean, that also could be a disgruntled employee. You know, you never know, you know, what his issues were.
Well,
I mean,
I agree.
I'll tell you one thing. I look, it's one of 32 jobs, man. It's not an easy job, and none of these jobs are. And
no,
most of these coaches realize that they're probably going to get fired. But man, I'm not going to overreact to some no-name coach that I have no idea who he is saying something
Adam
like
Gase.
That.
Adam Gase. Adam
Gase.
So let me get to the Giants. Let me get to the Giants real quick, Boomer. I'm going to give you two words how to fix the Giant organization.
Yep.
And I'm a season ticket holder.
Okay.
Okay? And I am a little bit unhappy right now, but I got confidence for the future. Two words. Arch Manning. Boston Bruins signed Bobby Orr when he was 15 years old, right, or something like that. They went and got him. They groomed him.
Can't do that in the NFL.
Arch Manning.
I know, but they
can't
do that in the NFL.
I know you can't. I know you can't.
Right.
Somehow, yeah, you couldn't take him to San Diego either, but his father said, you know what? You're not going to San Diego to Peyton, Eli. He said, you're going to the Giants. Go get Arch Manning ready.
And believe you me, the San Diego Chargers were more than happy to take Phillip Rivers, just so you know. They were more than happy to have Phillip. And Arch Manning, you're going to have to go winless next year to make sure that you get that first overall pick. So, you know, good luck for that, because you can't get him this year.
Right. So I could just, this is how it's going to work out. The Giants will get the first overall pick this draft. They'll bring in Shedeur Sanders. The Giants will get the first overall pick this year. They'll bring in Shedeur Sanders. It'll be a complete disaster. He'll be gone in a year and a half. Him and Dion will go just fly away. And then they'll be just good enough to not get the number one overall pick the next year when Arch Manning is
available. If Arch Manning turns out to be that good, which we all think he will be because it's in the DNA. The one thing I will say about Arch that he has that neither of his uncles have is actual speed.
Mm.
He can run.
Mm. Yeah. Well, we'll see.
His uncles, man, those guys.
Very
slow.
Guys
are like turtles.
Very, very, very slow. Of course, but maneuvered when they need to maneuver.
Oh, they can maneuver in the pocket. That's the most important thing. And that kid, this kid's got the DNA. He's got everything. He's got the size. He's got the athleticism. By the way, he's 19 years old right now.
Do you think that's crazy. Do you think every Giant fan would say, let's go winless the next, like, don't win a game for the rest of this year and next year to get Arch Manning, to guarantee to have Arch Manning who you don't know is going to work out or not?
You know, I'm living through it right now with these Giant fans. And again, like last year, it's the same thing all over again. Just give me something. I want to see some passion. I want to see some emotion. You know, the Giants actually did give you passion and emotion in Germany. They lost a tight game.
Yeah,
And then you're not happy about the passion and emotion that is actually shown in that game.
Yeah, I know, but that's a bad loss, man. We know it. And we're comparing it to the Jets, too, who say there's no energy
and
they're unprepared and everything else.
The Giants have lost two games in which they got blown out. Every other game, it's been a one-score game.
Okay, well, yeah, but they're 2-8. I mean, there's no pats on the back. There's no silver lining for
what
the Giants
season
is. I
know, but they're not getting blown out every weekend. It's not like what's happening to the Cowboys. Like, but the Cowboys haven't won a home game, and they have gotten steamrolled in every one of their games.
Yeah,
that is like the ultimate embarrassment. And there isn't a team that gets more PR from ESPN than the Cowboys.
Well, there's a but that's a chicken or the egg question, right? I mean, there's a lot of people who are interested in the Cowboys. You either love them or you absolutely hate them.
There is no reason to be interested in them at all right now. They should be at the
bottom. Dance on their grave.
Well, if you want to, that's fine. I mean, it just doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. They don't matter right now. They are irrelevant.
Yeah, the only thing they got going on is the sun and the curtains,
which they actually put up for, you know, concerts and stuff.
Yeah.
But they don't put it up for the football game.
Yeah, I know. I guess Jerry really got pissed off about that. Jerry Jones, that is. Like, really pissed.
But it's a thing. As offensive coordinators who have coordinated there have said, yeah, you have to take into account which way you're going.
Yeah,
Kellen Moore said it, yeah. This building is built. It's got to be built east and west as opposed to north and south. Or it wouldn't be a problem.
I suppose so. Yeah, it has to be. I don't know.
Almost every outdoor field where there is sunlight coming into it, whether it be that stadium or an outdoor stadium, to me is built north and south, so you have to deal with the sun setting in the west. What the F? What are we doing?
I don't know. Seems like a big, giant, billion-dollar mistake, but I mean, they must have known that, right?
Well, it's been a thing since it's been open.
I know, but it really hasn't been a problem.
No, yes, it has.
But I mean, we never really talked about this until this year.
It has been talked about. The reason that people are talking about it now is because C.D. Lamb said something. But yeah, it's been a thing there for years.
And they stink. That's why. And the Cowboys stink. And there's nothing else to talk about.
The ball was thrown to him in the end zone. And, you know, if you look at the camera that's in the end zone where C.D. Lamb is, even with the camera, you can't see where the ball is.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Phil Sims, top of the hour, and also happening in the 8 a.m. hour, giving away a pair of Boomer and Geo live tickets for Friday, November 22nd. It is not Black Friday. It's the Friday before Black Friday. It's not the Friday after Thanksgiving. So Friday, November 22nd at the Paramount in Huntington on Long Island. So the way we give away these tickets is you got to be paying attention. You got to be listening during the show. So we play a drop this hour. This is not when you call. This is when you remember that drop and you file it away. And then the next time you hear it in the 8 a.m. hour between 8 and 9, you hear that drop. That's when you call 866-540-WFAN, 866-540-9326. Be caller number 7, and then you win the tickets. Boomer and Geo live with all of us.
off air, uncensored, crazy show that we put together with special guest Jose Iglesias, who will be performing Oh My God, and then also hanging out with the meet and greet with us after the show. So the drop that you got to remember for next hour is
placenta milkshakes.
Placenta milkshakes. It's Boomer saying placenta milkshakes.
Placenta milkshakes.
So when Boomer utters the word, you hear that, you say, hey, did I just hear Boomer say
placenta milkshakes?
Yes, you did. You heard him say placenta milkshakes. That's
what is that from?
March 9th of 22. I couldn't tell you anything more than that.
So yes, placenta milkshakes is your cue to call. 866-540-WFAN, 866-540-9326.
Must have been one of those weird diets you were on. You know, you do that every once in a while.
Drinking placenta milkshakes.
Yeah, I don't know where I'd get the placenta from.
There you go.
What is a placenta shake? Having a fruit smoothie with a walnut-sized piece of a raw placenta added gives the mother a great revitalizing energy boost. There you have it.
There is a story from 2022 in the Post. I make placenta smoothies. My fiance thinks they're delicious.
Okay.
That's what it came from.
That's where it came from. Placenta milkshakes.
Mm-hmm. Next hour.
Wow.
You hear that, you know what to do.
All right.
All right, Jerry, what do you got over there, man?
What do I got? We're brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. We're also brought to you by Dr. Jay Shah at Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Visit samwellpain.com. Last hour, I played a few clips of Joe Shane talking about the state of the Giants, and in one of the clips, he said, we're not far off. So I just finished listening to much of his press conference, and at the end, he was asked a follow-up to that comment.
People are going to look at this and say the team is 2-8. Mm-hmm. You were able to finish 4-3 last year without even your starting quarterback, and they're going to say, this team looks like it's worse in year three than it was in year two. So how can you say you're not far off?
Yeah, the results have not been what we want them to be. Nobody, you know, I don't want to be sitting up here 2-8. Like, that's not what we want, and nobody's happy about it, and I understand that.
And then after pausing for a moment, furthermore,
I do see progress, and we're better in different areas. And again, we're going to evaluate all that stuff this week, but we're better in a lot of areas. We just got to figure out how to finish games. And again, we're in the games. We're not getting blown out in those games.
But they don't win them. That's the problem. He was asked, I think it was two or three times about Daniel Jones, point blank question. How do you evaluate him?
Everybody needs to, including myself, look in the mirror and how can we do things better? And again, that's what we're going to continue to do. I understand, you guys want to ask about Daniel, and it's the quarterback position. I mean, that's what comes with the territory, specifically in this market. And again, it's not all on one person. It's not all on one person.
Mm. Well, thankfully they're off this week. So they'll come back next week and take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in what would be week 12 in the NFL.
So I think this is probably, unless some sort of crazy story comes out in the bye week, like today will be the last day we talk about the Giants and think about the Giants until a week from Friday, until Boomer and Geo Live Day, where we have to pick the Giant game.
I was thinking more next Wednesday when they probably announce a different starting quarterback.
Oh, that's true. You're right.
If they do.
You're right about that. They will absolutely do that.
Elsewhere, we talked about Dak Prescott having surgery to repair his torn hamstring, but the sun glare in Jerry's world. You guys were talking about that before. I was going to play these last hour, so here they are now. This was Jerry Jones on The Fan in Dallas. Asked about, do you have to scheme for the sun in your own building?
Do you need to game plan for this each and every week?
Well, we do. We basically do. We get big time reports where that sun is going to be during the course of a game. Kellen Moore knew about it. I'm sure he spent a lot of time. Their coordinator, who used to be here, I'm sure he spent a lot of time planning and thinking about where the sun's going to be.
And so, guess who was asked about the sun situation in Philadelphia yesterday? Kellen Moore.
You guys identified the sunlight as an issue?
For
Jalen, it was.
The sun?
The sunlight wasn't an issue.
Yeah, in general, for everyone, yeah. Yeah.
But, okay, so...
Yeah, for everyone. I mean, I've been there. I was there a long time, so...
Yeah.
Yes, he was. And you talked about the way they built it. Jones did say yesterday the whole idea of the stadium was to build it to make it feel like you're playing outside, with the crowd having the comforts of being indoors, which is why the huge windows and the sun peering in. So,
isn't it amazing where we've come as humans?
Yeah.
Like back when caveman Jerry was roaming the earth and looking up at the sun and wondering, what is this thing? I need to study it. It provides warmth. Right. And to now, where we're talking about the sun, not even thinking about it being 86 million miles away.
That's
and
right.
Just pumping out hot, the lava things and whatever.
Ooga, 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 ooga.
Right. And how it affected Cooper Rush and CeeDee Lamb. I mean, it's just, we have just lost all sense of reality. I mean, think about the goddamn sun for a second.
Yep.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
It's nuts. I mean, if I think about it too much, I start losing my mind.
You and can now, depress yourself.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then the only thing we're talking about with the sun is how CeeDee Lamb couldn't see. Right. That's what Caveman Jerry was doing, looking up at that sun. We've come a long way, man. We really have.
I mean, it was a crappy throw. I don't know how you would have saw it anyway.
I know. It's it's like all of a sudden this sun, which keeps this planet moving, is now a nuisance.
Yes.
You know, this and damn sun.
And it has been an issue before. Oh, yeah, I know I heard you say that, too. There have been instances where that damn thing got in the way. That is true.
And it will be the death of us in about 2.5 billion years.
Yeah, when it collapses into the Earth.
Luckily,
right?
We won't have to worry about
it.
Well,
no, when it expands and sort of engulfs Mercury, Venus, and the Earth, most likely.
Something Al found funny.
Expand. I thought that the sun was like, well, it's going to eat the Earth, I guess. Or like, I always thought it was like going to collapse into the Earth.
Well, usually those, that type of star, I think it's a G class. It expands first, and then it will shrink down into like a white dwarf situation.
Okay.
If you like white dwarfs, Boomer and Geo Live.
By the way, isn't there an asteroid supposed to hit us on Valentine's Day in 2046? I thought I saw that where someone posted, don't worry, giant fans, you won't have to endure it much longer. And then there was a link to an article that we might get hit by an asteroid in 2046.
Huh. No, I didn't see that. Nothing would surprise me. But usually those things, they come close, but they're not
enough.
I
hope that's the case.
Yeah, it just kind of...
I don't know.
Just goes by.
It's all very concerning, though.
Yeah, by 2046, Elon Musk will have some sort of rocket that just goes and breaks that thing up into a million pieces. We don't have to worry about
it. He's going to be busy for the next couple months.
True, yes.
Yes, Government Accountability Office.
Mm-hmm.
Boom! Go yeah. Get them.
Week 11 begins tomorrow, Eagles and Commanders. On the Nightcap podcast, you had Shannon and Chad. Now, I know there's a story out there about Chad going through with this wedding
yeah.
or something, or with a wedding on Tuesday, or February. Here was these guys, I think this was last night, Marco put it in, where Shannon wants Ocho to reconcile with his ex-fiance. And Ocho was talking about treating himself, now that he is single, to something great maybe.
Man, I'm treating myself to something nice this Christmas.
What you need to do is treat yourself to a hotel room with some flowers and some candy and some scented candles burning.
Ooh, what's that for?
And some low music. That's what you need to be doing.
Ooh.
You know, don't do that.
Nah, I done gave up, boy.
You ain't gave up.
Oh, my mama and my grandma, rest in peace. I wouldn't play with my family like that. It's dragging out too long. I'm good. Oh, my mom and grandma. Rest in peace.
So I don't know if this was maybe two nights ago or if this was...
No, it sounds like he is not getting married to this woman.
But just somebody.
But he said he has that place okay. booked and it's paid for. He's marrying somebody in February.
Okay. Now that makes sense. Yeah. Okay. I thought it was trying to get back with her and he was going to make it work. Okay, fair enough. So then there you go. That is all figured out. Knicks Sixers last night in Philly.
Bridges on 1 foot. In and out. Towns with a strong rebound. Towns in traffic just pulling his way out. Passes to Hart. What a find.
And that was Brian Anderson on TNT, part of a triple-double for Josh Hart. Knicks had six players in double figures. They beat Philly 111-99 to get their record back to even at 5-5. Joel Embiid did make his season debut. It wasn't great. 2-for-11, 13 points in 26 minutes. First, here was Nick Nurse on Embiid's night. And really his conditioning, too, as he will discuss.
Certainly rusty, right? And both rusty a little bit and conditioning, I think, showed up fairly early. I've seen him kind of play through that before, you know, kind of respond in the second half after being on a layoff a little bit. Seemed to do it a little bit, but then I thought he got a little tired.
And tired again. At halftime, he was not doing much of anything. Here was Shaquille O'Neal on TNT.
This was the fear I had for Joel Embiid. You announced arrogantly, I'm not playing back-to-backs, Ernie.
I'm not injured, but I'm sore. I come in when I want to come back. Now, when you say things like that, you're supposed to come back with extra energy. 0 for 3.
In the first half. So he went after him pretty good last night, as he had in terms of not playing every night.
What exactly is going on here?
I don't know.
I mean, do we know exactly what is happening and why it's happening?
I think Embiid was asked if he's playing in the next game, and the problem was I couldn't really hear the answer. It sounded like he said, ask them. So I don't know if this is the team doing this, if he's doing this. I have no idea.
Well, it sounds to me like they don't really care about the NBA Cup in Philadelphia, but it also sounds to me like the team is trying to protect him moving forward so he doesn't crash and burn late in the season and into the playoffs.
Fine, then cancel the season and let's just have a tournament every year then. Like, if that's how you're going to treat the regular season, don't play the games then. Let's just get together and have a monster tournament, and that's your NBA season.
But wouldn't the NBA get involved and say, hey, look, man, he's got to play?
Well, they have. I mean, this thing's been going on forever with these maintenance days, and Adam Silver came out and said that if you don't have a good reason to sit your stars health-wise, then you will be fined, and you will be held accountable for that. So I don't think we have seen any fines from the NBA with the Joel Embiid thing? I haven't seen that yet.
I'm not sure.
But he is coming off an injury, and I mean,
it is really strange. The injury he came out, did he have surgery this offseason? Is that what it's all about?
I don't know enough about it. I really don't. I just know he's a slug, and the Knicks won last night, so good.
Okay, here's what I do know. Your Knicks are unbeaten in the NBA Cup standings, now 1-0, and they'll play another one of those games on Friday night against the Nets. The Knicks play the Bulls tonight. The Nets take on Boston. This was a bizarre finish. You had the Pistons and the Heat in overtime. You have the Heat up to Detroit inbounding the ball from the sideline. So again, and there's only like, I want to say 1.8 seconds to go in the game. Again, Detroit down 2 inbounding.
Here we go. Cunningham, there's a lob. Durant gets it! Are you kidding me?
Look at this.
Ties the game up at 121. Still 1.1 seconds to go. And the happiest guy in the building is Jalen Duren, who had missed 2 free throws. I want to know why Miami wasn't teed up. I think they may have just been teed up.
They were teed up because Eric Spoelstra called a timeout with no timeouts remaining.
Mm.
And so Detroit went to the free throw line, free throw, and won the game, or two of them, and won the game 123-121. Here was Spoelstra.
There's really no excuse for that. I'm 17 years in. We had talked about it in the huddle. I knew that we didn't have anything. I just got emotional and reactive on that, and I just made a horrendous mistake there at the end.
And he did. I know you're not focusing on it, but now that you know, when you see that highlight again, watch him come onto the floor just screaming at his guys, calling timeout, and that cost them the game last night. Also of note, the Warriors beat the Mavs. Look at this. Let's see if we see him come onto the court. Maybe not this highlight. Well, whatever. There's a good shot of him just furious with his guys and calling timeout. The Warriors beat the Mavericks 121-117. Notable because Klay Thompson made his return to Golden State, had 22 in the loss. Steph Curry had 37. I wanted to play a couple more of these Seinfeld clips for you as he called into the CMAC show last night, who was filling in for Keith McPherson. So he didn't do his overnight. He did 7 to midnight. And we explained last hour why Seinfeld called in, but they got into talking about baseball and the run the Mets made. And Seinfeld, we know, a Met fan, really, really enjoyed it.
You could make a pretty good argument that this season was the most magical, not counting the 2 series wins. This was the most magical because it was a chemistry and it was an energy and it was an emotional thing of guys that weren't supposed to be that good.
And he was then discussing how much he enjoyed the team aspect of the way they played. And then when they brought up, well, I'm going to say his name, and you're not taking money from me because this is part of the story. When they brought up Juan Soto in terms of the Mets wanting to go after him or not, it sounds like Seinfeld is not a big proponent of that. And C-Mac makes that known.
You're kind of making it seem like you would be okay if they don't get him and go about building a team rather than getting Juan Soto.
Yeah, I don't know about these giant players, but tell me about the pain of the 5th inning. Tell me about that.
Really?
I want to know, what did that
do
feel
I have to
like
go over this with Jerry
fan?
Seinfeld right now? Really?
Yeah. I want to hear your pain.
All right, Jerry.
What's that?
You are not allowed to mention that person's name.
So sorry, not giving you any money for that.
No, I think you needed to say they talked about somebody that we don't really want to talk about here. And I'll let the cut
Sorry, this has nothing to do with his free agency. It had to do with Jerry Seinfeld on the show.
You're not allowed to say that name.
You are wrong.
Boomer, you're wrong.
Wrong. Well,
both of you have violated that rule on the show today, by the way.
How wrong. So?
How did he violate it?
Sports Minute.
Doesn't count.
Oh, why does that not count?
That doesn't count.
Yes, it does count.
That is a Sports Minute, as you know, and we all know, because we've had callers call in, because they were disgusted that it was taken off of the digital platform of Odyssey, and now it's back on, thanks to a couple callers that called in. That's a national outlet.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
That I have to say.
Did that name get uttered by you during the hours of 6 to 10 a.m. on WFAN?
It did. And it
violation.
Did, no. And it did through a CBS Sports Minute, which is a national piece. And I cannot.
Here we go. It's either both of you are off the hook or no, both no, give no, the $20.
I don't think I'm on the hook, though, because I was describing a story.
Jerry just could have said,
no.
They're talking about a person we don't want to talk about now.
And you could have not done a Sports Minute with
Longhorn. I have to do the Sports Minute.
Write a
minutes.
Different one.
No, I can't.
Why not?
Sorry.
Write a different one.
These are important things that need to be discussed, and I need to do it on a national basis.
You're more in the wrong than I am. Because no, part of the details the of
you
this.
Sat right here, and you said, were, you even said before you
can
you said
say his
name.
Name if there's something new in terms of a story. This is very. Seinfeld called in.
Let Seinfeld
so I had
say
to
name.
Explain Let so you understood the clip.
Why couldn't you say the clip was talking about somebody that we're not allowed to talk about?
Well, because people listening might not understand that. So I had to.
No,
if
said,
I'm
we're not allowed
play
to
it,
say a certain player's name.
I disagree with you.
They will say the player's name, mm-mm. and nope. they will have nope. a discussion about
nope.
it.
Nope.
Listen, I don't think Boomer, you can say Jerry has to pay without you paying.
Both
were violations during the show.
They're not violations.
But how is my? All right. So let me ask
you
this.
By the way, I'm happy for clarity, to my sportsman. Thank you.
Just for clarity, the story that Al put on the show sheet, would that not be?
Not real
Why
news.
Not?
Because I think Al is trying to get us
that was
to
the,
say it.
That was
that's
the
what
front page
doing.
Of the paper, the back page of the paper.
I know, but that's the whole genesis is that they people put too much emphasis when nothing's going on and we're not jumping into that same
pool. What I'm trying to get to is that to let people know that it was a fake story. Like if you just see the back page and you're a Met fan,
yeah.
I think you'd be excited to see that. The details are in the story, though, that it's false.
Yeah.
How would you not? I think that's a story to tell. I do.
Well, the problem with the story in general about any of this, about any of these players,
uh-huh.
is there's a lot of could-bes, maybes, and
I understand.
Should be. Seems
I'm
like,
trying to give the I Met mean, fan I, clarity, all, though, that that was a false headline that even got our producer.
No, the producer's trying to get us.
No, I disagree.
No, I think he made a mistake.
No.
He's not trying to get you guys.
I read the headline, and Jerry's right. The headline is very misleading.
Yeah,
aren't
it's actually
they all?
Opposite. But this is the exact opposite.
Yes. It states in the second paragraph that he's home already and he's not going to be part of the group,
yeah.
as opposed to the way it looks.
So what you have in the show sheet was the exact headline or no?
I'm not sure. Let me look at that.
So because what's on Al's show sheet is Francisco Lindor was spotted at LAX, and it seems he may be joining the Mets in their pitch for
Juan Soto.
And again,
the headline
the
was
a word is seems
the. And maybe.
Seems. Yeah.
The
like
headline
kind of
was, Amazing Race, Francisco Lindor spotted at LAX. Is he joining Mets pitch meeting?
Who wrote this?
See, but this is exactly what we're trying to avoid here.
Right, well, that's, I'm trying to clean it up.
Yeah, I know. All right, that's fine.
Who wrote it?
Justin Tash, but he didn't write the headline.
Oh, he didn't write the headline.
No, so
I am with Jerry on that. That people could easily be confused by that, and that should be cleared up.
I will tell you, the first when I clicked on it, I said, "Wow, they're bringing Lindor with Steve Cohen and
but why
and
would that shock you guys?
Because I don't do players travel cross country for a free agent pitch.
If you're trying to get the player you want, and maybe they're friends, maybe they have mutual friends.
Maybe it's happened. Show me an example when that's happened before.
All right,
Kodai Senga didn't join the Yamamoto. Thing like neither did Shohei Ohtani, I don't think. Well, I have to go back and look, but it is rare. I think it is rare that it's usually the agent, the owner, and the GM.
Mm-hmm. Jeets ever do it?
Jeets?
Oh, yeah, he went to try and lure A-Rod to New York when he was with Texas, trying to make a trade.
No way. I mean, he may have went somewhere else.
All right,
or make a call to somebody.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, we only have 2 minutes here before we have to take a quick break before Phil Simms, so I want to get to Kevin in Oakland, New Jersey, who was listening to our conversation with Jerry and has a take on that. Kevin, good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for keeping me laughing all morning. Boomer,
yes,
love
sir.
You, man, but you cannot admit when you're wrong.
I've been told that a lot, by the way. Just so you know, Kevin, you're on to something.
My wife tells me all the time, too. But listen, I was the guy that called about Jason Kelce getting pushed over, and you were adamant, and you're like, no, he didn't. I don't know what that guy's looking at. And then after Al showed you guys, Gio reluctantly said our caller was right.
Reluctantly? What are you talking about? We gave you credit.
Yeah.
But you did. Boom. Now, boom, you were absolutely quiet. Boom. You didn't even make a peep. But anyway, you're wrong this time. You're wrong this time, too, with the Juan Soto thing. Stop being a bougie bitch and admit when you're wrong.
No, man, I'm not wrong, Kevin. In this case. I'm sorry, Kevin.
Boomer, right, you're wrong.
No, I'm not wrong. The CBS Sports Minute is out of the purview of this particular radio.
Boomer, you're wrong.
Shut up!
Freaking Boomer.
Yeah.
It was your voice between 6 and 10 saying that name.
I had to say that name. It's important.
Oh, that's what Jerry's saying. So, like, you can't make Jerry put 20 into the bucket, and then
Jerry, it's a completely different set of circumstances because it is a local
Boomer,
radio.
You're wrong.
See, I can't. It's hard to argue when Eddie is doing this.
The biggest effing a-hole in my life. Boomer.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.